Tom.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're teaching sixth grade today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Grace Thorne's sixth grade class. Ryan, Oklahoma's with us. And I just want to make a quick announcement. On Monday at 5:30, we've got a meetup. And the meetup title is going to be Starting Your Own Business. Starting your own business can give you the same tax deductions that the wealthy have. So you can have them too. And how and why you should start your own business. I'll be teaching the class. I'll talk about why it makes perfect sense to start a business. Do you have to make a profit? Absolutely not. Do you have to try to make a profit? Yes. So you can get the same tax deductions that the wealthy have, and I'm going to teach you the strategies on Monday night at Ziggy's, 5:30. Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Our seminars are absolutely free. So, Grace, I had a question for you. You've been to a whole bunch of our events. You've been to the Get Prepared Expos. You've been to the meetups. And you've been on the radio with us. How can you describe from your perspective what a meetup at Ziggy's is like on Mondays?
Okay, it's just really informal, and I don't know if all the people that attend those meetups are friends. If they know each other, they act like they do. So it's just a really friendly, informal meeting, and besides being really I've only been to one, but I'm sure all the subjects are just really interesting and informative. But the thing that kind of impressed me too was that the people stay afterwards. For some, stay hours and hours afterwards and talk about different things, and I think people learn a lot just from, well, I know they learn a lot because I did that night, just talking to other people that are there. And I just wish more people would attend or could attend.
Well, your classroom is kind of like Ziggy's with the diversity of interests and questions, and each kid is getting a different perspective of something they've never even thought about, like transmutation. Thought that was pretty interesting. I'm guessing that Olivia's parents are into psychology, or maybe that's been one of the things that has been discussed in their household, because this is a very sophisticated question, and what the differences are between alchemy and chemistry. And, you know, really, I wanted to just say this. This is a saying that I do when I'm giving big PowerPoint presentations around the world. I will say, as chemistry has come out of alchemy, so now magic will emerge from physics. Magic is the art of changing consciousness at will, to be able to change a belief system so that that evil spirit doesn't exist anymore. Is a very sophisticated form of physics where it has a mystery school. You don't have to understand how it works like an automobile. You just know that if you put the key in the ignition, you expect certain phenomena to happen. That is where physics is going.
Rick, you know what's interesting about this? As I listen to some of these questions, these are some of the questions that I had when I was that age. And
I know. It's a universal, and these kids are bright. They're smarter than most adults, and they're open and receptive to the information in a manner that will allow them to integrate it and go forward in their life, transmuting things within themselves, even. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, you had another question, yes?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you probably got a lot of them.
Mad or sad?
Yeah, I'm mad or fact. I love it.
Could you repeat that question, please, Olivia?
How and why do our eyes change colors?
Well,
Rick, do they change colors or do they change colors or do they seem to change colors?
Well, yes.
Well, my sister says when I'm mad, my eyes like turn a light green or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, blue eyes means, you know, that there are a small number of granules, green or hazel, light brown, yellowish, and yellow-brown. But brown eyes mean that there's a larger number of pigment levels in the eye itself. This is a genetic thing having to do with racial basics or forms, where you came from Europe or you came from Asia. There were genetics and cross blending of genetics that will create different colors in the eye predicated on pigments. Now, light sources, the perceived color of our eyes can change based on the light source. You know, just like when you take an infrared and you shine it on something, it will cause the imaging to look different. For example, yellow light can make our blue eyes seem green. That means that if the sun is more hazy, the blue eyes will tend to look more green. It emotionally, you know, I used to believe when I was a kid that the color of the eye changed with your emotional. Like if you were happier, it would be more blue. If you were more gushy, you know, I love everything, you know, that place, your eyes would tend to be more green. That's not true. It has to do with yellow. Also, the color of the clothing we're wearing can change the perceived color of the eye. Wearing green can make hazel eyes look greener, for example, rather than them being hazel. Now they're more green because there is kind of like a reflected of the color of what you're wearing or the light that's hitting the eye will cause it to change. All of this has to do with pigment. And different pigments cause you to be black, yellow, red, or Caucasian white.
Okay, Olivia. Gunner's up next. Gunner, what is your question or questions? We'll start with one at a time for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
The worst chemical put in our food?
Yeah, the worst ones. I have created a list, and I have sent it to Grace for you, all of you, to later become more familiar with each one. There's a series of them. If you do them in alphabetical, they're different, but I would say aspartame, artificial sweetener, is the worst of all of them because when it is digested in the gut, it creates formaldehyde, causes you to rot. Now, or not rot, one of the two, I don't know quite what it'll do. It's sold as a sugar substitute, and it's commercially sold as NutraSweet, Equal, and was hailed as a savior by a lot of dieters, and now we know that it's toxic. I mean, very toxic. Artificial coloring to make food look better to eat is not good. It would be better to eat a green tomato than to have it artificially colored with kerosene. That's how they do it, by the way, just in case you're interested. They make a green chemicals added to oil containing foods to preserve oxidation and retard things going rancid. All oils, oils, fats, and waxes rancidate and need to be refrigerated. And what they will do, like mayonnaise or other kinds of things, to prevent it from going rancid, they will put BHA or BHT into it. It's toxic. Caffeine. I have a whole list of them here. There's a bunch of them. The ones that you want to know is monosodium glutamate. Again, that makes everything taste really good. You just can't believe how good it is. And really what that is a salt that is, you know, building up your salt in your body as toxic. And nitrites, again, to closely related chemicals to preserve meats. They used to, meat will go rotten or take on bacteria if it's left out and starts to rot. And they would use a nitrate or a nitrite of some kind, potassium or sodium nitrate usually, and that will cause the meat not to spoil as quickly. Again, it's better to have natural foods that do not have preservatives of any kind in them, because when you're eating the preservatives, you're also preserving your own your guts inside, and that causes things to not happen function right, like your body not replacing cells that it should, that kind of thing. So it slows down digestion. It slows down your restoring your body to normal. It slows down a bunch of things, and these foods, processed foods, are mostly where anything that's in a package probably is not good. I'm not going to say not good. I'm just going to say highly suspect of not really being good for you.
Gunner, when we come back, we'll add a couple comments about where these worst chemicals that Dr. Richard Allen Miller is talking about manifest themselves. So I'm going to tell you what foods that you need to think about and maybe watch other people eat. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Speaking of no whining, class, I wanted to thank you for making that plaque for me that I've got right next to me in USAPrepares.com studios. And it says, no whining. It's made out of wood. It's hanging right above the telephone, right at the broadcast studio. And on the back, you've all signed it. So Grace Thorne and her class signed it. And I want to thank you very much for that. And Rick, I think you got something like that too, didn't you?
Well, no, I haven't. But the one I have right now that I use is a big sign that says, we accept cash. I had a friend that visited me from Australia. She sat in a chair, and she had me on the other side next to her, and then she pointed to this sign between us. And I got a lot of comments on Facebook from that one.
Okay.
Well, no, Gunner, I haven't. I got a letter, Gunner, you were talking, from them, but I haven't gotten a plaque or anything like that.
Hmm. Okay.
Does
well,
that
I want
mean
to thank
something
the class
got
for that.
Lost?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Gunner talked about what's the worst chemical put in our food. And, Gunner, I wanted to share with you. Dr. Miller was talking about artificial sweeteners, and you would find them in Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, you know,
anything diet
soft drinks. Yeah, anything diet, okay? Then he talked about artificial colors. Now, Mountain Dew has artificial coloring in it. Grape soda has artificial coloring in it. Orange soda does, okay? So those are just striking examples of colors you don't really normally see in nature that are in some of the foods. And if you go down some of the food aisles in the supermarket, you'll see, some of the drink aisles in the supermarket, you'll see these strange colors that you just don't see in nature. And just read the labels, and it'll say artificial color, you know, some description.
Yeah, let me use one more, too. Sulfates.
Blue, green.
Sulfates are a class of chemicals used to keep fruits
market is not going to use sulfites on them, where almost all of your vegetables coming from somewhere else will. That's why eating fresh is best.
Right, and sometimes, Rick, if you go to a salad bar, they use sulfites on the, you know, the lettuce in the salad to make it look.
Yeah, so they don't turn brown. The lettuce will turn brown without a sulfite on it. And so lettuce that seemingly stays fresh and green for a week or two simply means it's got a sulfite spray on it. And all
and MSG, monosodium. Monosodium glutamate is found often in Chinese food, and that's one of the reasons why we think it tastes so good. And, Rick, you were talking about nitrates and nitrates. Class, you'll find
nitrates,
out. Nitrates,
yeah.
And here's what I do.
And potassium bromate is another one that's used. These, and they're all on the label. There are some ones that you've never heard of, Olestra. Olestra is a fake fat that has recently been approved by Food and Drug and is both dangerous and unnecessary. Olestra is approved in dozens, by dozens of scientists. It's an additive, but they put it in even fat-free products to get a similar. It's just crazy what they're doing now. That's why the least processed foods that you can eat. You're going to eat a cake, go home and bake it. Don't go buy a cake. That kind of thing, because in their bakeries, they have to put that food out for 2 days or three, which means it's not going to look quite as good the second and third day, unless it's been fixed with chemistry that is maybe not that good for you.
Gunnar, your question is really interesting, and I hope that you're all taking note of this discussion. And as far as bacon has nitrates in it. And here's what we do at our farm. We take the bacon strips and put it in a pot of water, and we boil it. And we try to have the nitrates and the nitrates released into the water. Then we pour off the water, okay? And then we've cooked the bacon, so you'll have less nitrates and nitrites in your bacon. It won't taste as good, but it'll be a little healthier for you. And then we throw that water out on the grass because it'll clog the drain.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, we've got a total of 35 minutes left, including commercials. So, Gunnar, you had a second part of your question?
No, but I had a second question.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
That's each sharp. Nice response.
I hope these students run for office, Rick. I'm serious.
I really
Gunnar,
don't
what is your next question?
Savior of all of us, trust me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gunnar.
Do you think aliens are real?
Yes, they are real. And how I can say that is that I've actually, in a laboratory, seen artifacts of something that was not made by humans. I've seen it. Now, what an alien is a big question. That part I may not be able to answer correctly. It could be an ancient civilization, like the group that made the pyramids, and might have technology that has in history been lost. That's what the Nazis were always interested in, was older, forgotten technology. Or I could simply say, how could they not be real if imagination is reality? In other words, your mind's eye is what actually creating the physical world. The physical world is not out there, and you're observing it. In fact, what you are is creating it. And so if you even have the concept of Captain Kirk and the Borg, of course aliens are real. How could they not be? And that is a direct quote from Carl Sagan. So imagination is reality. So yes, of course they are. How could they not be? In fact, almost anything you can conceive of in your mind's eye as possible is not only possible, it's probable.
There you go. Grace, you're up next with your questions. Grace, what's your first question?
What is in gold that makes it so valuable?
What is in gold that makes it so valuable?
Gold.
Okay.
Well, there's several ways I could respond to that. I don't have any gold. Do you have any gold? Where's the gold? So, you know, there is that big question of why is it so valuable? Well, I don't have any. So what I do have is friendships. And for me, friendships are like gold. They're priceless. Now, gold is the most malleable and most ductile metal that has been discovered. As a metal, you can push it into shape easier than any other metal that there is. Chemically, is the least reactive. That means if I hit it with this kind of acid or that kind of acid, it's not going to change it like it will with most other metals. It has been valued since recorded or unrecorded time, probably a bunch of aliens wanting to make a Dyson sphere came to Earth and started mining our gold. I'm kidding. That is Sitchin and a Russian scientist that has proposed that throughout history we've been visited by aliens that wanted to mine certain of our metals. The metal gold is the one that Dyson would propose in what he calls a Dyson sphere, where he would enclose a solar system with a sun inside it, and he would line that inner lining, a little galaxy or a little solar system, with gold. And what would happen next is a kind of closed system where it would not appear in space. There would be no way anybody could see it because everything on gold would be reflective. It tends to withstand any kind of acid. Gold is fairly rare. And so what we wanted was something like a diamond that's rare. You find a little tiny stone in this huge, immense volcano, and it becomes valuable because it's rare. I can tell you that our current money standard based on gold is illusion. Money is basically a theatrical prop and is in itself meaningless. What is meaningful is the labor to get that money. Now, that's real. And when you do something, work or mow the lawn, whatever you do, do a paper route, that part is real. Them giving you a chit for that effort becomes meaningless when China is working at $2 an hour and the rest of the world is working at $10 an hour for minimum wage. So I don't know if that answers
Grace,
you.
Yeah.
It's, not sure why gold is considered other than it has historically been so. It also has some physics to it that makes it an interesting metal. You know, its non-reactivity, the afflicted infrared radiation and conducts electricity and heat better than most metals. It's got a good transfer thing. So when I was doing in physics, when I was trying to create a near absolute vacuum, I would use my inner chamber where I was creating this vacuum, I would line it with gold because there would be less outgassing, and I had no other thing to line it with that would allow me to go down near absolute. absolute zero unless I use gold because of its reflective and reactive properties. It is a very special metal from that point of view and may have future application in the way we live in the stars. I don't know. That's called a Dyson sphere and something you should learn about in seventh grade.
Rick, if ancient coins are found in a shipwreck, let's say, and some of them are copper and some of them are gold, the copper ones are oxidized or corroded, where the gold ones are nearly perfect.
They're almost always perfect. Hundreds of throughout years. Historical, yeah. Just no matter what's happening, it doesn't change the gold. And so that's why money, it's unchangeable. That's possibly why it was achieved some interest as a money standard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Grace, you had a second part of, or a second question?
Yes. Do you know anyone abducted by aliens?
Yes, I do. Actually, I knew Dr. Mack at Harvard University that was doing the studies, and I was at in Florida, in Homestead, Florida, at a time this very famous woman was being abducted, and they were studying this to understand what was really happening. Now, it's important to realize that if aliens are a kind of God, that means not knowable. By definition, we define God as that which is beyond man's knowledge. He can't know that because it's so far beyond man, it's not possible. An alien could be seen as a kind of God in that sense. And whether or not it created us, as we would say in the Bible, or not, that's a speculation for each of us to find our own answer. I'm not going to try to tell you what I think in that regard. I just believe that man is not alone and that there's something more out there. And Bob Dylan, who sang some very cool songs, once sang, "Everybody's got to serve somebody," which would suggest a hierarchy of gods, like there are a hierarchy of grades in your school. And each goes up a next level. And the mentoring, usually you look to eighth graders, not seventh graders, because you're in sixth grade. You look at two grades above you as being the guys that know what's going on next. That kind of thing. But none of us really know, because we're all of us, even in graduate school, still metaphorically in fourth grade, as an evolved species goes, we don't have a clue what's really going on yet. And our so-called laws of physics change so frequently, that suggests to me that they're only models and we still don't know at all what's really going on.
Rick, let me make sure I understand, because I know this broadcast is going to be listened to over and over by many of the students. They're going to want to make sure they fully understand.
Sure.
Are you saying, Rick, that you know someone who was abducted?
Yes,
by
I do. And yes, I was there when it happened. And what happened next was she came home bruised and bloody. And it was enough. She didn't want to be abducted anymore. She didn't know how to stop the abductions. How I stopped the abductions is that I put a camera on her bed at night. Now, the alien either knew that if I watched it in a movie, it would, or if it disrupted the movie, that I would have some kind of proof that something was going on. And the fact that it stopped leaves me to realize that in God's will, or whatever is going on there, it knew that it had to do something different in order for me not to know what's going on. It's a back and forth kind of thing. And this was Dr. Mack, who was Dean of Psychiatry at Harvard, doing the studies. And his whole approach to this was, this is very important, was that there was no way his study was going to validate the existence of God or aliens. What it was going to do was treat the trauma experienced by these people for something that was unknown and had no point of reference in terms of what's really happening. So were aliens really taking her, or was she doing that to herself as part of a growth process in the collective unconscious? We will probably never know.
Rick, can we come back remembering that this is a sixth grade class and we have fears that could be present? I'd like to alleviate some of those fears that we don't have anything to worry about in terms of being abducted by aliens. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we've been spending almost 2 hours here with Grace Thorne's sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma, Ryan Public Schools. And the last question we had for Dr. Richard Allen Miller was, have you known anyone who was abducted by aliens? And Rick said yes. Now, Rick, I'd like to ask you to reassure the students that they don't need to be concerned about
abducted. No. And this was extremely rare, isolated incident. Her name is in history as Bramwell. She lived in Homestead, Florida, and was a very famous abductee where she would walk, she'd drive to the store, have missing time, come back home bloody and beaten up. Something awful had happened. There's a science fiction movie that is called Fire in the Sky that is a true story about an individual that was abducted up in Idaho and is demonstrable as to how it affects people and how it affects people around you that don't believe that that could be happening. What is really happening? None of us really know. Do we think aliens are really taking us? No, I don't think that that's what's happening. I think that that's how the mind tries to understand something it can't understand. It might be a break in the collective unconscious. There's other groups of people having other kinds of issues, like targeted individuals and what they call stalking, people stalking each other with electronics and things like that. Are those happening? I don't know. I do know that there are groups of people that similar phenomena of distress, and it is a sign of our times.
Rick, we are not going to get through all the questions today, so during the break I asked Grace Thorne if she would be available in 2 weeks, and she said she and her class will be available. So let's try to get through one more question.
For me, this is more fun than any other radio I do. It's when I get to respond to these kids and their questions. And I'm trying to give them an honest adult answer without concern of religion, alternative belief systems like transmutation, alchemy, that kind of thing. I try to give it from a science point of view. And, you know, like the science guy got in with creationists because world history should suggest that the earth was not created in 5 days or 6 days. It was over millions of years. So how does that all work in terms of conflict of what's being taught and why?
Rick, we've got a question from Alexa. I think It's really important. We're going to have to get it done in like 1 minute, but we can come back to it more in 2 weeks. Alexa, you've got a question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes. Where is the safest places to live in the U.S., like safer from radiation or if the grid went down?
I'm not sure I can answer that. The radiation levels everywhere in America have increased 8 to 10 times. So there is no safe place for that. And whether or not it's going to affect you and your thyroid, that is a big unknown. There is a single book you could read that is on safe places in America. It's called We Are the Earthquake Generation. And that's one that all of you could read in sixth grade and talks about the bunkers and different structures of America. Why Yellowstone is not safe, for example.
We Are the Earthquake Generation?
Yes.
Okay. So, Alexa, you know, you've got a very profound question, and I'd like to hold more of that question for the 2 week from now broadcast with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And let's revisit that. Where are the safest places to live in the U.S.? Like safer from radiation and maybe the power grid. So we'll start with you, Alexa, then Cammie, then Gabby, then Brooke, then Olivia, Samantha, Savannah, and Mackenzie in 2 weeks. And get some more questions ready. Class, this has been a lot of fun. You've been listening to the sixth grade class, Grace Thorne's class, Ryan, Oklahoma. Grace Thorne, thank you so much. Rick, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.